Welcome to season two of Stand Up and Stand Out, the show for those leaving university and heading into the workforce, or for those already working but disillusioned by their current job. I'm your host, Nikki Green, and we're here to help those in transition find a life with purpose so they can pursue their passion. Following nearly two decades working in Fortune 500 companies, I want to share my leadership learnings with all of you. Thought leaders are needed in all walks of life, not just business. And we're in a critical time to pivot ourselves and the community around us to build a better future together. There's no syllabus for this part of the journey. It's time for you to choose your own adventure. Let us help you map the path that aligns with your values and supports your goals and dreams. Work doesn't have to be a bad four-letter word. By bringing your unique strengths to the table, the impossible can become possible. My stretch goal for this season will be to practice my Spanish, appreciate your support so I can achieve my goals, and keep pushing myself to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. Let's get ready for the next episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Today, we're going to talk about stress. I know so many people are experiencing this right now, and we want to help you work through these difficult feelings before we worry too much about our big dreams. I'm sure everyone can feel it. We're still in a time of high anxiety. Many people are feeling lost and stressed out, not just those leaving school and trying to find work, but that doesn't mean the anxiety you're feeling is any less important to address than those further along in their careers. I hope that even through the challenges of remote learning, you were able to still enjoy some part of school. Maybe some of your time in school was eased by the government programs to bridge your financial standing, so you didn't have to juggle work and school at the same time. Especially in a time where most jobs for college students, like waiting tables or interning at companies, didn't really exist. But many of those financial support systems are ending, and now we have to determine what's next. Hopefully you had a fun summer, you got vaxxed and waxed and enjoyed time with your friends and family again. After a year separated, it was a well-deserved time to reconnect and build some happy memories. And now reality is starting to sink in. I have to find a job. I'm not just mindlessly following my class schedule each day to learn new subjects. I have to create the syllabus for my life. But before we get too worked up about getting back to work, let's take a second to acknowledge these elephants of feelings in the room. And I'm going to borrow some excerpts from our speakers at the I Graduated Now What conference this summer to share their views on the topic. Let's welcome Aditi Ramchandani to talk about the three most common forms of stress you may currently be experiencing.
So I'm going to talk about a few that you might be experiencing. So one of them is job stress, right? Job search stress. Actually doing the search, actually looking for the jobs, probably also having a bit of an identity crisis. Like, what am I going to do? Is the job that I want out there for me? Am I even going to find a job, right? There might be that underlying anxiety underneath it all. Am I even going to find a job? And man, did I even pick the right major? Anybody feel that way? So there's that whole stressor with the job search, right? So that's one bucket, one bubble. Let's picture it like a big stress ball, all right? So the second stress ball is the interview stress, all right? It could be that you don't have any interviews and you're stressed out about that. It could be that you have an interview and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm nervous. It could be actually stepping into the interview and being scared that, what if I mess this up? And then the post-interview stress, like I experienced after IBM, right? Either the waiting game or the stress that you completely messed it up. So there's the whole interview stress bubble that you also have. So that's number two. And then the third stress bubble, can anyone guess what this might be? The third stress bubble is social stress. Everybody asking you, what is your plan? What are your next steps? And you're like, look, people, I don't have an answer for you. And then it stresses you out even more. So there's the job stress, there's the interview stress, and then there's the social stress.
Thanks, Aditi. It's important as you start this part of the journey, we look at where we are before we try to figure out where we're going. To set a solid foundation and remove some of those fears and limiting beliefs so we can have the confidence for the adventure ahead. I'm sure you have a number of feelings of doubt and concern. Did I pick the right major? Is this even going to be a job I'm going to like? Will I be able to make enough money to enjoy my life and not just live paycheck to paycheck? Should I just stay in school and get another degree and forget trying to work right now? This and more, I'm sure, is all floating through your mind. And it's important to voice these fears, to recognize those questions that are causing you this anxiety, and to start to understand where those feelings of doubt are coming from. Next, let's bring Bert Lee to share his thoughts on feeling like we're not enough. The end of our college years is a struggle for most. We've been taught what to do, but haven't always been given the tools to make our own decisions or choices. And then we begin to struggle because we start to realize the path we've been on, it wasn't designed by us. It was influenced by those around us. Here's Bert.
So then that leads me to this phrase, I'm not enough. Fast forwarding all the way to college, you know, I'm at the point where I'm a senior, I'm graduating, all these expectations from my parents about getting that job, getting that right career, all of those doubts and all those expectations made me feel like, okay, I'm not getting any jobs. I'm not hearing anything back. I'm not even sure if this is the major I want to major in. And I'm getting so close. And all these self-doubts start putting a lot of pressure on me. And I start to think to myself, okay, I'm not enough. I might not even graduate in time. I might not even get a job on time. What if I'm broke? All these battles in my head. I took a step back and realized, you know, my life doesn't suck. It's my attitude that sucks. I needed to change the way I was seeing college. I needed to change the way I was going and pursuing all these jobs, all these opportunities. I need to change my mindset. How can I do it in a way where it works in my favors? And the very first thing I asked myself was, I'm doing it for the wrong reasons.
In order for you to move past the sinking feeling of I'm not enough, there are some critical things you need to do. So after you listen to this episode, I want you to write down your thoughts on these items. Remember what inspired you to choose your major. Forget the influence of your parents or your friends. What drove you towards those topics? And remember why you started on this journey of higher education. What were the goals you set for yourself that you knew you could only achieve by continuing to go to school? Remember the moments during your studies that you enjoyed and made you feel like you were on the right path. They may not be what you think. I majored in business, but one of my favorite classes was biology. The professor was incredible, and she brought home topics that I would have normally found boring and uninteresting. She also took us outside to connect us to the topics of biology in more than words in a textbook, but it was an experience of sight, sound, and smell. Hold on to those nuggets, and you will start to form your vision of the future. Before we go, I want to share one more insight from Bert on how you can control your reaction to these negative and anxious thoughts.
I went to college in the beginning for my mom. You know, she wanted me to become a doctor, a lawyer, those big moneymaker careers. But for me, I majored in an arts career, a graphic designer. And for them as an Asian parent, they always say that does not make you money. That also made me worried. So I was going to school for them, but then I was also applying to jobs for them. I was applying to jobs that made me a lot of money. I was applying to jobs that made me secure. I wasn't really applying to jobs that made me actually appreciate graphic design in a way that I should be. So I had to ask myself first and be honest that I was doing everything for the wrong reasons, all of my choices and decisions. Because honestly, as a senior graduating, this is what I thought my life would be, linear. I thought that I would start from college And as soon as I graduated with that one piece of paper, I will have a job. I will be successful. I'll have a lot of money. And I don't know, who knows, maybe I'll be famous. But the thing was, that wasn't the case. I even labeled it as maybe the finish line, because I wasn't even sure what that finish line looked like. All I knew was that, okay, as soon as I get the degree, I'm going to be successful. And that's it. But later did I know that that was not the case. My senior year was probably the most stressful, the hardest journey in my life, because I was battling between school, my family, money, you know, graduating, and also getting that job. Because my journey ended up looking like this. Chaotic. It's messy. You know, I had so many self-doubts. I was derailed from my journey for so long. You know, I started to think I was incapable of graduating on time. Maybe I wasn't a good designer. Maybe my portfolio sucked. Or maybe I'm not going to be able to find a job 3 years down the road. And I was starting to feel insecure about myself. And that self-doubt really hindered me. But then one day, I fell onto this thing, which I called values, that changed my life, my perspective of how I start to see things. And it changed me to do things differently. And yes, it's that simple. Values.
Thanks, Bert. More on values in episode 13. Stay tuned for that. For now, take the time to revisit your mindset. Determine, where are you mentally? What's causing your anxiety? Which one of the three bubbles that Aditi mentioned are bothering you most? Is it the job search? Is it the actual process of interviewing? Or is it the social aspect? Or is it something else entirely, which is keeping you down? And what were the things that made you happy during school? And how can you improve your attitude to continue on that happy path? And most importantly, let's realize that path is not linear. It may take some zigs and zags, and that's normal. Our future is not psychically obtained. We don't wake up one day magically in the perfect job without some focused effort. We need to experience life and resonate with the work we are doing in order to find harmony with ourselves and our careers. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find out more information about Aditi and Bert from our website. They both do incredible work in this area and we'll be thrilled to help you. We'll be back next week with episode 13 and some more discussion on values. Thanks, everyone.
Well, another awesome show in the books. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed making it. For video outtakes of the show, don't forget to catch us on TikTok. You don't stop at NikkiGreen678. The full-length shows are available on all the podcast platforms now, including Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Good Pods. The full video is available on Nikki's YouTube channel, and links to all of our social media, including info about our guests, is available in our show notes and on our website at www.greenchameleoncollective.com/podcast. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.